And this time we come to that portion of the week again when it's at its Friday most, which means it's time for another of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of their own consumption habits. And this time it's artist blacksmith Tom Joyce's turn to share his Culturefile likes.
I'm Tom Joyce from Santa Fe, New Mexico, a sculptor working in the U.S. for 45 years. While in Ireland, I brought two books with me that that I couldn't leave behind during the month that we'll be away. One is James Hillman, Alchemical Psychology, and have been fascinated by his take on the language of alchemy as related to the human psyche. Here's a passage I ran across this morning. The primary material condition of a substance conceals its essential nature. The adept work to discover the value in what appears as dull ore or discard slag. The practitioners seek not only to free the metal from its dross, but to free the meanings of the metal, their linkages with the intelligibility of the cosmos. To the alchemist, the world is signed by the gods, and we learn to read their signatures and gain the significance afforded by each thing. The other book that has me taken with is Nick Lane's book on oxygen, the molecule that made the world. Well, really the first TV series that came to mind was Peaky Blinders, and of course it takes place in this very fiery world of the smelting and, you know, the furnaces of cast iron and whatnot. My family, having come from Kilkenny, and were tinkers, actually, some. And I remember stories by my grandmother and grandfather about some of their brothers and nieces and nephews that have carried with me. So in watching the Peaky Blinders, it's as if I'm watching members of the family at another time, and it gives me some inkling into what life may have been like in the early part of the last century. Because there's so little downtime in the studio, I really look forward to the moment where I can be cooking or doing something where earbuds don't get in the way and I can hear a podcast. Often it'll be one generated by the BBC. I've often, been interested in these In Our Time broadcasts that cover a broad range of science, art, technology, history, and this tends to be where my focus is during those moments of relative silence while I'm doing something else besides working with my hands in the forge. For me, at the moment, the most visceral music experiences have been two different music videos that were produced. One called This Is America by Donald Glover, also known as Childish Gambino. It's a torturous film, really, about the current state of affairs with violence in the U.S. And especially African American youth, the wrongful imprisonment of many of our black young people. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. And then the other one is Chain Smoking by Jacob Banks, and it's also about police violence and but against all minorities, anyone considered to be an outsider, especially within the inner cities and along our borders. And still I'm hanging on to the life we had before. So we recently got a juicer, and so the ginger and beet and carrot and leek and all kind of fennel, all these different ingredients end up creating an aroma in the house every morning when some kind of unusual concoction is being created that we share and make comments on about its delectable qualities, as it were. Because I come from a very dry place in the southwestern part of the United States and New Mexico. Whenever I'm in a place that smells of rain, it always brings this kind of joyful exuberance for the day every time the scent of moisture is in the air in the morning. But also coming back to Ireland for the fourth time, I always look forward to that smell of peat too. And though it may seem like a stereotype, it reminds me of another time, but it also feels a certain kind of comfort based on the scents and the smells in my own workshop where I burn coal or coke, which also gives off a kind of acrid smell that I really enjoy, actually.
The likes of Tom Joyce there. Coming up shortly, Cathy Fitzgerald attempts to give artists the tools they need to think and make about ecology. Spirits critic Dave Bloom on the culture of whiskey in Scotland. Jamie Murphy on the joys of letterpress printing. And Owen Nolan's distress at the ever-expanding Winterval holiday footprint. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, just after 7, here on RTE Lyric FM.